Last month, our reporter Ali Oshinsky brought us the story of a controversial application to build affordable housing in the town of Woodbridge. She returned to the town for their February planning and zoning meeting and has this update on the dispute.
The nonprofit Open Communities Alliance and students from Yale Law School represent a developer, AA Denforia Building and Development, which wants to build a four-unit multifamily house in town. The problem? The zoning regulations need to change to allow the property. The solution is changing those regulations, which would in turn create opportunities for more affordable housing units in town. Attorney and former First Electman of Trumbull, Timothy Herbst, represents a group of residents against the application.
We are not opposed to affordable housing. We believe that the town needs to come up with a better plan to address this issue.
He brought in expert testimony from Brian Miller, a local planning consultant.
The whole issue of affordable housing, to think that it could be dealt with on a municipal level of 169 communities within the state is just ludicrous. So to say Woodbridge needs this is kind of disingenuous, I think.
But towns must shoulder some of the regional onus, according to Aaron Boggs, executive director of Open Communities Alliance.
It's not like town zoning, planning and zoning commissions have free rein to do whatever they wish. Under the state law, there are very specific requirements about helping to meet the regional need for affordable housing and also doing planning and zoning in a way that comports with the general welfare.
Open Communities Alliance has argued that Woodbridge has a long history of crafting zoning regulations to exclude affordable housing. They compiled a history of the opposition, including statements from residents saying they did not want Black people moving into town. Without action on the zoning laws, Open Communities Alliance says one of its options would be to file a housing discrimination suit against the town of Woodbridge. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.